Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Amrlay Mutter, the Haleka the urine, Bain HaPasim. There is no one living in between the boards, the Lester Elio, that should make it forbidden on him, the Lahavi Moitzim Rishus of Rishus Chavero, that he would be as if he was taking out from his domain into his friend's domain. Shtaim Mai, Shtaim Zu Eitzel Zu, two, one next to each other. Mechitza B'Neim, there's a wall between them. Mishtaim Roshan, Bain HaPasim, and both heads, the ends of the Chatzeros, the courtyards, are in between the Pasin. It's forbidden to carry from inside of these courtyards to in between the pasin. Can mafarish taima Rav Huna, as Rav Huna is going to explain the reasoning. Through the door in the wall that's between them, the hashta chadan inhu. Now it's considered one courtyard. Still below asin nahadadi, and they don't forbid carrying from one on the other. Still, it's a surah sataltum mitochum lebena pasin. Still, going to be forbidden to carry from them into these courtyards into between the pasin. Why gzera shemi yomo iruv moil bena pasin? Because there's a decree rabbinic the iser that perhaps people will say that an iruv will help to in between the pasin the shatev chatzeros yachad in order to combine courtyards together through the pasin. Sheroya oislam metaltum metoichon lebein pasin, because somebody who sees these courtyards carrying in between the pasin leyada deish pesach b'neim does not know that there's a door in between the two courtyards. The sovereign thinks hide the law also nahadoni that which are not forbidden to carry one to the other is pesach b'neim the pasin to in between the pasin. Like two other courtyards which are open into one alleyway, it's forbidden to take out into the alleyway. Unless you did a shituf muvois, which is an error for an alleyway. So over here, they're going to think that they put the eruv in between the pasin, the shatif, to combine them kishituf. Sharmova, like any other combination they would be doing with an alleyway. But also the Mishnah, Lahakhtas, Lahisi, and the Pasal, the Chatzeros, and they come to permit carrying in and out between the Pasal and two courtyards, Kileka, Pesach, Benin, even when there was no door in between the courtyards. But you have the Erev, Achas, Chatzeros, I'm going to put an Erev in one of the courtyards, Derech, Benin, and Pasal, and it's going to be combined this through going in between the pasin. That for sure doesn't work. Because the Rabbanan said that you can do a shitufim voice, which is an erev, for an alleyway. But mavi sasim tikkun is when it's a sealed alleyway, meaning it's a dead-end alleyway. Baruch Hu Yisrael Rachman, it's longer than it is, its length is long, is more than its width. The Zemba Foolish and Arbet Sladim and the Beina Pasim is open to all four directions. Irvo Mutarin, the cave and the Irvo Derech Pesach, Shemanim, since they made an ear to the door that's in between them, v'chad reshusahu, and it's all one reshus. The laws on adadi, they're not forbidding. There's no prohibition of carrying from one to the other. Lach gezer lo chashin, so we don't have to worry about this gezer which we just described. The hadam va'avon shadivrit so b'nehem pirtsa gedola. The walls broke down in between a large gap. B'seifa that it's end shagolu lekol reshus achasi that is revealed. And open, obvious to everyone, that is all one reshus. And Rashi has a picture over there on the side. Yoshu Mayim v'Shabbos Mahol the Taltal bein the pasim to carry in the middle of the pasim. Me Amrina, do we say Shabbos that the Shabbos hov hutur once it became permitted is hutur stays permitted? Although perhaps came in the heter pasim ain't no elam Mishum Mayim, since the reason why you're allowed to carry in the middle of the in between the various pasim over there in that area, that's ain't no elam Mishum Mayim. It's only because of the water of Har Yoshua and they dried up. Therefore, it should be usher is forbidden. Kol pasibroska, this is going on any pasibros that's in the world. Klum nasis mechitza klamer. This means to say klum hutter mechitza kazu el mishamayim. This is mechitza allowed the mechitza pasi berois, where they have the various different L shapes. It's only allowed in order to make use of the water there. Yashu mayim b'shabbos uchazur ubol gesham ubol bayom, and then it rained that day. May, what's the halacha? Me mean to say chazur pasi leturn the harishon that the pasi go back to the original heter latalta b'sachan to carry in between them. Minei demar rabba shahay rabba. It means rabba who was his rebbe. Ubal mayim b'shabbos lokum abayli. The mutter that is permitted. The hakayim alum because we pass in the kol mechitza nasas b'shabbos shemam mechitza. Any mechitza which is made in Shabbos is called a mechitza to make it permitted to carry. Lo shanu the shemam mechitza that is called a mechitza el lizrik. Shazirk mishas rabba l'sechet. Someone who throws from the public domain into it is chayv. It's going to chayv wider midiraisa v'ad mechitza because midiraisa is for sure considered a mechitza. Havalatalta lost to the Rabban Gazala because the Rabban made a decree against carrying. Amazed Itmar Vikonsa Kansua. And they made a kanas, a fine for doing this, making the woman amazed intentionally. Aval shogeg, aval shogeg, it's mutter. V'hadanasas me'aleho, kol shekein demoda. This which just happened to happen, and it wasn't even b'shogeg, it certainly is going to be permitted. Hazerik m'rishisar nabim l'bein apasim, from the, in between, from the public, the person throws from the public domain in between the pasim, shall be rois, of the pasim be rois. He's chayiv chatas, a chatas rishisar yochad, ma'alisi, because it's complete rishisar yochad. Ilav mechitza midir aisa, he wasn't mechitza midir aisa, l'shavya, mir rishisar yochad, l'zrika, to make it into rishisar yochad, a private domain, when you're throwing into it, n'hechi shar rabbanu l'malos, l'hoitza rishisar yochad, rishisar rabim, mishum doichik, and to allow you to take from a public, private domain, which is the pit, into the public domain, which is in between the pasi birois, just because it's difficult for people. Rather, it must mean that the pasi birois have created a midiraisa rishisar yochad. Ke'im pasi birois, ein shambar, and there is no pit of water there. There's no road there, elevate a pasim. Rather, unless you travel through the in between the pasim, you start kind of the sudden, you move them over to the side, because if you allow the road, the people to walk through in the road, to pass through in between the pasim, then indeed it's going to annul and disqualify the walls of the pasi biroi, so you will not be allowed to use and carry it over there. Kan hodicha chachamim, the rabbis, kama gadol kochon shem b'chitzas, how far and strong the walls count. The lomavat l'mishem b'kiyas rabbim, that they don't just become a knoll as if they don't exist, just because the public is walking through the area. Muta lahakriv prishna l'bekulam mesis v'rishpirkan. I explained the whole mishnah in the beginning of the paragraph. She tells us elam kain hichdas v'rishav arubu d'chashinim, because we suspect we're worried shem yimshach gufo l'makom raglav. Perhaps somebody's going to go after where the feet are, v'yotzei akli limo, and he's going to take out the kli together with it, and he'll be have violated Shabbos. Dav Chof Omed Beis V'chein Begat. Before Shem Perek Vasa, in the last paragraph over here, is going to be explained that in your Meiser, this is looking about with regard to Meiser, the Kamba Shehu Begat, so long as he's in the press, Shoysen below Meiser, he's allowed to drink without taking Meiser Alagat, from the stuff that's in the Gat. Aval Ahoitzi Minagat, but to take out from the press, Shtiyas Kevahu, that's already considered a permanent type of drinking, Valagat, Afilu Mozgo Bechamin, and by the Gat, even if you had diluted the drink, the wine, without water, the Havi Lekeva, which is considered doing a permanent act, as long as you were inside the press, it is not considered a permanent act. A person who's giving water to his animal to drink in the private domain, the animal is standing in the public domain. Now, what's the halacha? Hecha, the naked man is shehi sheisa, but that the animal is going to drink from that vessel. Below naked letzvara ba'avser, yeah, holding on to the neck of the animal with a leash. Shalotuchal akam rishal b'chusay, they can't bend its head outside the private domain. Lo tabaylocha devade chashinan shemo ta'akim misroisha. For sure, we have to suspect that perhaps it's going to bend its head. But telechas a kli achran is going to bring the kli with it backwards into the other domain. Chila noket lo mishari lachas a kli ben pasi berois, to hold onto the kli within the pasi berois. Even they're made properly, because we're dealing with the case where the cow has its head and most of its body inside. Hold on to the vessel in his hand, but while it's drinking. And later in the Bryce and Arasugya, that's where it said, Gabi Pasi Bros, with regard to Pasi Bros, but don't knock it lahu. It must be talking about where you're not holding on to the. To it, the nakat lahu, because if he was holding on to it, I feel hochi also and still be also lom hutzachu reisha veruba b'fnim. Why would you need the handles of the body to be inside? El b'shita, but the little nakat lahu, you're not holding on to it. The masis and the shari, the Mishnah says it's mutter, but the nakat lahu, you're holding on to v'katani reisha veruba b'fnim. You still need to have the handles of the body inside of the animal it's referring to. Itmar Allah, claimer, it means to say, keeping the ratio of a rule when you need the head and most of the body inside, with the low knock at long was not holding on to it. Have a ratio, the ruba shari, and when the head and most of the body is inside, it's permitted. The brisa, the katani lo yamali, vigitin hu atzmo, and the brisa, which says you shouldn't fill up the water and give it directly to lube hemdo to your animal. Ha, tirtsa bai, the kamei bai is going to explain later on. The laba behima homedis vrishus a rabbi, vrish vruba being the pasin eski. We're not talking about where the animal is standing in the public domain, its head and most of his body is inside the pasin. Elo b'mehimu, but this is bias. The animal is talking, is standing in a house. The windows are opening up to the public domain. The ibus mesukan lefneho, versus the rabbim. There's a trough set up for it in front of it in the public domain. Gavoya asar rechav dalid. This trough is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Therefore, the havi rishis yachid, it is itself a private domain. The noisan lasham tevin the mispah. You're putting there various different straw and fodder. Rishis yachid from the private domain. The roisha ibus nichmas lebein apasim, and the edge of the trough enters in between these passive berois. Mashmiin, and we're being taught to lo yimalim in the bar v'yigbiya adli al roisha ibus. You shouldn't fill up from the pit and pick up the bucket onto the top of the trough. A yelach there chushes the rabbim and go through the public domain. V'yitaltol hadli al ibus and move the bucket on top of the trough of behemah in front of the animal. We've got the camel, and even though we pass can only do the brushes and rabbim, but without the brushes, the yachid person can stand in the public domain and carry something in the private domain. But it's tefillin. This is going to be at the end, last parak. Hacha aser over here, it's still going to be aser. Why dilma ki boy lenuchi dliya roshe ibus? When you need to place the bucket down on the top of the trough, chazilei the ibus the makalkel, but. You're going to see that the trough has some sort of, it's broken a little bit and a little bit ruined in the public domain. You're going to sit there and rest and put down the bucket over there. But also the sakna, and then go to the tikune and go to fix up the trough. Come up and maybe in the pasim. It's just a rabbi going to end up carrying out from between the pasim into the public domain. Don't put it down. Move it. El shofich. Alayvus, you just pour the water out into the trough. The mayim hochan al the behemah melem, and the water is going to flow on its own to in front of the to where the animal is. V'chiyag avdim mimechayev hiakum rishis yochad daitel and chuyev rishis yochum. You pick up an object within a private domain with intent of putting it back down in a private domain. V'inching you forget afkel rishis yochum taking out to the public domain. Mimechayev deraisa and mechayev deraisa. The legs of the rabbanon that the rabbanon have to go make a decree. But the lo afke when you don't take it out, mishum the law says you shouldn't come to this. Shaloi, how is that kira? But Shabbos melachos, but Shabbos asur toyin. And midir ayisa, when it comes to Shabbos, has to be you do what your intent was. Shinas chavin lekachle, you intended that. Elish shagag, but Shabbos you forgot. The elish Shabbos, because service shayyum chol, you thought that today was during the week. O melacha sumutera, so this actual act was something which is mutter. I will kill it on the chavin. When you don't have intent, you put the mechatas. You're not going to bring. You will not have to bring a chatas. But given, and since the inami asali dekach, if you come to this like a chiv dir ayisa, there's not going to be a isur dir ayisa loy boil chol. We shouldn't come to make a decree against something which is mutter because of this possible coming to do an Isser Durabonon. But the Maile Le Dablo Le Ivus Le Basa Le Techni. You need to come and put the bucket into the trough after you fix it. Therefore, it comes out that you pick something up in the public domain with the intent of putting it in a private domain. The Mishnah is talking about when you were holding on to the kli that you're using to give the animal to drink. Because if you weren't holding on to the kli, why do you need the head of most of the animals inside the pasiv rosh? This is what our doubt is. The Duma Masisa with Nakat Lahu. That the Mishnah is talking about where you're actually holding up the animal as well. Obviously, some of the Mefarish, Mefarik, Mishahishik, we explained in the Parak, Mishahishik, the end of Mesech Shabbos. Shetachiv, Lah Mispo, Harbi, Al Krochel, but basically, you're forced stuff feeding it a lot of food into its throat. Yosem, Mekadeh, Achilas, more than it can normally eat. Al Shanasa, Ke'ivus, Bemeh, as if the stomach turns into a trough. Because you're going to the midbar, you do this when you're going into the desert. So, Michael, you're afraid that you will not find food for it. But if it's commanded, if you're not holding on to the neck of the animal, you're not able to stuff the food into it. And we still needed the head of most of the animals inside. And we should answer the first question in the first version over here. The one that said, about an animal that's talking about a camel. Well, my behemoth, Gamal, what's in and behemoth that's talking about a camel? It Mernami, Logarcina, Sagris, Savar, Oroch, Vafagab, the Rov Gufum, of Nidu, most of the bodies inside, in Yit Kafenu, the Akrit Savaro, Yaget, Adrisha Saram, is going to actually move back and turn its head, its neck, and it's going to get its head all the way over to the public domain. Behemoth, Oli Regolem, Aval Adam, I feel the oil of a golem, even the person's on his way to be oil of rega, lo hutter lidos lishtos, he's not allowed to draw up the water and drink it. Shiachol likanis lifnim lishtos, he can go into the pit and drink there.